Lord, be in your heart and on your lips that you may proclaim this gospel.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, and indeed the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Excuse me. Today is one of those Sundays when there's an awful lot going on. This is the third Sunday of Lent, and the third Sunday of Lent is the we celebrate the scrutinies, which is part of the process that those either being baptized into the church or those being received fully into the church will partake in, and we will do that in a few minutes. It's also the Catholic Service and Ministry Appeal for 2026, and so I'm going to devote my brief remarks to that particular aspect, the Catholic Service and Ministry Appeal. What is it? It is a special collection that is taken up annually, and it is used specifically to fund the services and the ministries of the Diocese of Belleville. In other words, it allows us to be church in the 28 southernmost counties of Illinois. As a parish, our goal last year was $19,717. We had pledges totaling $37,428.70, and actually collected to date $37,345.50. This report also tells us that we have 470 parish households, and of that 470 households, there were 86 people who donated to last year's appeal. So I am very thankful for your generosity that allows us to be church. What is done with this? What are these ministries and these appeals? And so then I have to go to a different page and find that. All right, the ministries funded by the CSMA, Campus Ministry, specifically Newman Catholic Student Center in Carbondale, Catholic Urban Programs, the CSMA Fund for Ministry, the Daystar Community Program, Faith Formation / Youth Ministry, Grants and Communications, Hispanic Ministry, Life, Marriage and Family, the Office of Education, the Office of Worship, Our Brothers Keepers, Prison Ministry, Sister Thea Bowman Catholic School, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Belleville Council, St. Anne Cradle of Hope, our diocesan newspaper, The Messenger, and vocations, seminarians, and the permanent diaconate. So this appeal funds basically what we do throughout the diocese, and it is vitally important to the diocese. And so once again, I ask for your generosity. The goal for the 2026 year is $20,416. So that's been a slight increase over last year. And I ask you to join me in responding to this year's appeal. I pray. for the continued generosity of our parish. So, the other thing is, generally the diocese will contact people who have donated in the past and send information. And this year they did the same thing. It is an envelope. It's addressed to the Catholic Service and Ministry Appeal at the Chancery Office in downtown Belleville. And so there are some extra of these envelopes if you did not receive one and you'd like to make a donation. There are some of these envelopes on the table behind that row of pews. And that's enough money grubbing for one day.